Second parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. We continue with the halachas of oil that should not be used for the mitzvah, but look at Neir Shabbos. A madlikin the shemen sreifa the yontis. This is the concept which was already mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And just really explaining what we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. The reason why you're not allowed to burn olive oil that is made, which is truma tameya, that is talking about on yontis. That on yontis, you're not allowed to burn kochim, and this is a type of kochim, truma tameya is a type of kochim, and therefore on yontis that came out on Erev Shabbos, you are not allowed to light with olive oil of truma that is made. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Madlikin the Ichron is made for Shabbos. Ichron is some type of waste matter that comes out of the tar production and has a very, very bad smell. Even though it lights well, but we're concerned that it's made for Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos for a person to sit in the room with a strong smell and wasn't normally used for lighting purposes. We're concerned that he'll just leave and won't be nana from it. If you light candles, you have to light in a place that is a nana from it. If you light candles and leave the house before Shabbos and never have hanor from it, you'll not be eitzah the mitzvah. In such a case, there can be an eitzah if you, like we said before, if you light the candles together with electricity and the electricity will remain on, and you will use electricity when you come on, and you can make a bracha there, or you can make a bracha in the place where you're eating. Chachamim say any shemen is good except for the ones you mentioned. The previous mission is that do not are not drawn into the wicks. And some examples of the shemanim that can be used is shemen shum shemen, sesame oil, shemen azoizen, nut oil, shemen snoinis, is radish oil, which is taken out of the seeds of radishes, shemen dogin, fish oil, shemen pakuas, this is some type of weed that has some type of weedy fruit which had oil in it. The itran of the nest is also different types of oil, gas type of oils, gasoline type of oils, tar type of oils. They permit oils. And halacha l'maaseh, we permit all the oils except for this thing called itran, which has extremely bad smell. But gas and gasoline or things that don't have a very strong smell, when people use them for lighting, it's permitted. In the Mishnah Berurah's time, and people didn't have electricity, they had these gas lamps, and they said those gas lamps were acceptable, not including this. They're here because it was a normal thing to light. It wasn't something that disturbed people to the extent they wouldn't use it. Rabbi Tafan says you should only use olive oil that has the most finest, clearest light. It's brought down the halacha that everything is kosher, but there is a mitzvah min hamuvcha to use shemen zayis. The bottom line is that one should pick a candle or oil that produces a nice clear light.